Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second, the center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third, the second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Rigney moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rigney scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Hack reaches second base with a double. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosen throws the ball into Mize, who tags Johnson trying to return to first, for the out. Hack moves to third. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry strikes out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Gerges reaches second base with a double. There goes McCullough trying to get to home. Gordon throws the ball into Rigney, who relays the ball to Lombardi, who tags McCullough, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack takes first base on ball four. Borowy moves to second. Rube Fisher now pitching. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borowy moves to third. Hack moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney juggles the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Lowry scores. Rickard moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Rickert moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr throws to second for one, and Wittek throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rickert scores. McCullough moves to third. Borowy moves to second. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough scores. Borowy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jack Krause now pitching. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lombardi. Borowy scores. Hack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cubs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry throws the ball into Gerges, who tags Kerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rosen moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickert strikes out. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. 1 out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the mound. Borowy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Witek moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jack Graham pinch hits for Jack Krause. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Rosen moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Joyce now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Witek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whittek hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Mize reaches second base with a double. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Borowy hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Young pinch hits for Bob Joyce. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Thompson now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cabrera moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Whittek moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Johnny Rucker pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Emil Kush now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.